notable fighter in the world today. He talks a great deal in rags and deedy of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavyweight championship is his destiny. He is the greatest. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. You once, you're asleep for the night. And as you lie on the floor, while the ref counts 10, you pray that you won't have to fight me again. The mystic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Then someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans a running with cash. Cassius Clay. Universe. Don't think me a clown, but it's just what I want, a heavyweight crown, because I am great, I am the greatest.
God afton, det är söndag kväll, alltså dags för nöjesprofilen. Och ikväll kan vi säga god afton och välkommen till Muhammad Ali. Hello Muhammad, nice to meet you.
Fine, Mr. Banks, glad to meet you.
This is your first trip to Sweden, this I know. You think it's cold, don't you?
Well, it's cool. Not exactly cold, but it's cool.
Well, champ, how does it feel now? Being the champ.
Well, it's a good feeling. Yeah. I've always felt that I could be the champion.
Mm.
I've always felt that I was the uncrowned champion, but the more I am the champion, the more experience you get, and the more you realize how big the title is when you travel and meet people from all over the world and see that they know you and are watching you and let you know that you have a big, big title to defend.
Now we just listened to one of your records. You're a singer too, aren't you?
Well, I'm not really an established singer.
Uh-huh.
The record you're talking about, Stand By Me, was cut by a famous recording artist in America with the name of Benny King. It was a big hit over there.
Mm.
And the funniest thing happened one day. I just walked into a studio in Chicago, Illinois, and with a friend of mine, and this Benny King, the fellow who cut this record, his guitar player was there, and he asked me, could I sing? I said, I know a few songs. I'm not too good. So he said, what song do you know? I said, Stand By Me. He said, well, I can play that. So it was unrehearsed, and the first time he just cut the tape on and started playing the record, and I started singing it. Then we left with the idea that it was all forgotten, but after I won the title, someone dubbed in more music to that thing, and they put it out, and it sold pretty good, but it was unrehearsed, and I could have done a lot better.
Wait a minute now, let's get back in time. You won the title, that was not so long ago, but you also won another big title, and that was in the Olympic events in Rome, 1960, wasn't it so?
That's right, 1960 I won the title. The publicity gimmick and the campaigning that I was using to get the title, talking and bragging, saying I'm the greatest and I'm the prettiest and these little things to help sell tickets and make people come to see the fight.
This is interesting. So you mean that you did this purposely?
That's right. That was just purposely. People came to see me lose a lot of them, and they wanted to see me get beat because we had talked. But anyway, this overshadowed my ability, and they forgot all about the Olympic title that I won earlier. And the Golden Glove title.
What do you think is the greatest? Was it to become the heavyweight champion of the world, or was it to win the Olympic amateur
Winning the Olympic amateur championship was a big thrill and the first real big experience. But the greatest thing was the heavyweight title because money's involved in that. An Olympic title, it wasn't nothing but a gold medal involved.
Mm-hmm. But that gold medal you liked a lot.
That's right, I still have that medal. Mm-hmm.
Now, you say that all the shouting and all the I'm the best, that was a publicity stunt.
That's right, just a publicity stunt to make the people angry so that they would come to see me get beat and make more money, and it would overshadow most of the contenders, and it would make the various promoters rather see me fight less than anyone else because they would draw more money. But what makes it so good, not only did I talk or predict, I backed it up, so which means that I was doing more than talking.
You were also doing a lot of rhymes on this record that we heard. Just played I'm the Greatest. You still do those rhymes?
No, right now I only do rhymes when it's time. I only did rhymes when it was time for a verse fight to come up on certain subjects, but now I have nothing much to rhyme about, but I might, I don't promise you, but I might have a good poem ready for you when I leave Sweden, about Sweden.
Good.
A poem on Sweden.
Looking forward to that. We have read in the papers that you, before you had this fight with Sonny Liston, you called him by different names and so on. You have also been calling Floyd Patterson by different names. Is that a publicity stunt too?
Yes, that was also a stunt, naming my opponents after the style or whatever they what they fight like. You know, Liston remind me of a big bear. You know, he's known to be a big ugly fellow, big and ugly and rough looking and muscular. So I named him the Big Ugly Bear.
But in your heart, then, Sonny Liston isn't a big ugly bear, but...
No.
But what?
Just another man like anybody else. Uh-huh. He seems to be a nice fellow if you learn to meet him.
And Floyd Patterson, too, you would like to meet, maybe?
Yes, we probably hope to meet him soon. We are in negotiations now to fight Floyd Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't exactly know when it will come off, but... We hope it'll be soon.
Mm. You have a very rough time ahead of you now. First you have Gröna Lund in Stockholm, and then you have on Sunday, tonight you will be in Övik, and then in Sundsvall, and then you will be in Visby, you will be in Nybro, Malmö, Västerås, Säterdalen, and then finally you will be in this boxing event in Gothenburg on the 15th. Where Bosse Högberg is doing his comeback. This is a very rough tour, don't you think so?
Yes, not only this, I mean, this is just part of what I have to do in all.
Mm-hmm.
We had a rough tour on the Jose Torres, Tom McNillan card in Puerto Rico a few days ago. And then we had a tough exhibition in Belize, British Honduras a day before that. And then the last one about... few days ago, we just had a tough exhibition in Virgin Islands. So this is just, Sweden is just another stop. And after we are finished with all of these places you've just named, we're going on into parts of London, and we might go into Rome, Italy. Then we might go into Australia. And I just might take a few exhibition invitations in the countries in the east like Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, the Sudan, Ethiopia, Cairo, Egypt.
That's
and then Turkey
real,
and on around, yeah.
That's a real travel.
So this is just one stop here.
Mohammed, tell me, do you feel today, being the heavyweight champion of the world, that you are a show business personality as well as a boxer?
Well, I guess I have a little showbility if I want to promote it, but I don't do so for tax reasons. So much money, so we're in the 70% bracket. The government now takes 70% out of every dollar I make. And after a big show and after fighting, I don't have too much left. Mm. So I might just go ahead and start anyway. But I have, answering your question, I have showmanship ability because the promotions that I have successfully promoted shows that.
Yeah, but still, I mean, now you're doing this big tour of Sweden. It would be, of course, easier for you to be sitting in one place and be training there for your coming events. boxing events, but now instead you're touring Sweden, and you're touring all over the world, more or less. You feel that is show business or boxing training?
Oh, well, it's both combined. I'm keeping myself in shape also. After these tours, I would be ready to fight after a week's training when I get back to the States. And then, plus, I'm satisfying me. Hundreds of thousands of little people, poor people who hear all about me, read all about me in the magazines, see me on the TVs, and then now they can get to see me in person. Mm. I'm satisfying many of them and making many people happy with my talent. I'm seeing the world too.
Yeah, that's right. Are you yourself 100% happy with your life today?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm as happy as I can be.
So you don't have a secret dream, for instance, buying yourself a farm somewhere and raise
cars? Well, I hope to have a nice, beautiful $100,000 home one day on a nice neighborhood with a few beautiful cars in the yard and a nice apartment house, bringing in money every week, real estate investments, and nice wife and family one day. That's my dream.
Today, you are looking around for a wife, isn't that so?
No, not now. I'm in the process of getting a divorce now, but I'm not in no hurry to get married again. It'll be another year before I start thinking seriously of getting married.
It would be an American girl then?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Maybe I hope you don't mind my bringing this up. Today, you call yourself Muhammad Ali. Well, every man has a right to call himself whatever he wants to.
This is not what I call myself. Mm. This is the name, my leader, Elijah Muhammad, the leader of all the Muslims in America. He gave me this name, which is a big honor, and every Muslim is anxious to get them a holy name from the East, the name of our forefathers and our ancestors.
You're a very religious man, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Doesn't it feel hard for you, being as religious as you are, to be in a boxing ring?
No, sir, it's not hard at all because I'm fighting for a good cause, and my intentions are not to really hurt the opponent, and a lot has gotten out of me winning fights.
If you were to see the most wonderful headline in a paper that you could think of, what would that be? The best headline you can think of.
Best headline would be, 22 million so-called American Negroes have just received freedom, justice, and equality.
You think you will see this headline?
It might not be in the newspaper, but it's coming soon.
It
might not be 22 million, but what few that on a certain side will get it.
You think that the right way to achieve this is the Freedom March, for instance, that was held a while back?
No, sir. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, our leading teacher, teaches us that the only way a man is going, before he can get freedom, he must have respect. And before you get respect, you must respect yourself. And this is something that must first be done among the 22 million so-called Negroes in America. They must clean up themselves, do something for themselves, make jobs for themselves, clean their own neighborhoods, and marry into their own race and respect their own women. And then other civilized nations will respect you as a nation if you act and govern yourself as a nation. You must do this before you be respected as a nation. Come into the knowledge of yourself and accept your own.
Your great religiousness, do you feel that those feelings you have, they get you the comfort between the fights? Or do you have any other kind of I wouldn't call it hobby, of course, but something to distract yourself from, if you understand what I mean?
No, I don't. Something to distract myself from what?
From your professional life. Do you have some kind of hobby, some kind of other interest?
Oh, I like to go horseback riding, like to go boat riding, and just mostly my hobby is traveling from city to city and meeting people and fight fans and talking with people, especially little people who don't get chances of meeting big fighters or entertainers. And I like going places where most champions wouldn't dream of going, like talking to people and meeting little children in the slums and the ghettos of Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, New York City, walking the streets and eating and mingling with little people. That's my hobby, and this is something new, and I find it awful powerful because many of them are surprised to see me in certain cities and certain neighborhoods, and it gains me friends, and whenever I'm attacked in any kind of way, then the people don't believe what they read because they've met me. Now, so that's my hobby, just going around and going places where most big people wouldn't dare be seen.
Mohammed, now when I have met you here in this studio, I find you definitely another person that I've been reading in the papers. I find almost a timid and shy Mohammed Ali.
Yes,
are you really?
I'm not shy and I'm not timid. All men, all great men, are humble. As I've heard a statement made by our leader, be as wise as a serpent and as humble as a dove, which is awful. Which is something to keep. All men of any great talent or men of any greatness are prophets of Almighty God in the past, were humble, meek men, but they could also be very fiery and violent if they had to. So this is me. I'm just, my nature is humble, but whenever I'm attacked in any way, you might notice from history in the past, I can be very vicious and make some statements that can shake the world if I am attacked, and I can set myself to any condition.
Edvin Ahlqvist is sitting next to you here in the studio.
Right.
Nice to have you here, Edvin.
Thank you.
You have been discussing, Mohammed, with Edvin, the possibilities of a fight for the heavyweight championship of the world, to have this fight here in Sweden.
That's right. We were now negotiating the states with Floyd. Now that we have the early bird satellite, and the fight can be bounced across seas so quick and conveniently.
Mm-hmm.
And Patterson is a well popular fella here. And by me being a world champion, it would be nice, I think, if the fight, I don't know if it's possible to do, but it would be nice if the fight could be, each title fight could be held in a different country.
Edwin,
where everybody could share it.
Edwin Ahlqvist, do you think it's possible to have this fight in Sweden?
Ja, sommartid är möjligt, men som vi hörde nyss så hoppas han få fighta Floyd ganska snart, och då är det omöjligt. Mm. Men jag hoppas att svenska folket och jag var på vårt sätt kan göra Clay så intresserad av Sverige så han går en match här nästa år mot någon annan utmanare, även om det skulle bli att Floyd förlorar. Jag vill inte alls uttala mig om den saken.
Mm. Det är ju fantastiskt att boxningsintresset har blivit så stort i Sverige, är det inte det?
Ja, men grunden till det är ju Ingmar Johanssons världsmästerskap.
Mm.
Det får vi förstå. Det visar att vi hade en man som kunde mäta sig med de stora i världen, och det är ju inte på alla idrotter vi ligger i absolut världstopp.
Mm.
Och då blir det ett stort intresse.
Mm. Well, Mohammed Ali, it was very nice of you to come by to the studio up here. And we would like to close by listening to a record that you told us how and when it was cut. It's called Stand By Me.
That's right.
And by listening to that, we would also like to wish you all the best in the world.
Thank you very much.
And we hope you will come back soon.
Thank you. It was nice being on the show. And anytime you want me, if I'm around, just let me know. I'm available.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I
you stay.